Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, and verses 24 through 33 read, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, therefore your heart be also." Verse 24 says, "No one can serve two masters, either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon," or money. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, or ye of little faith? Therefore take no saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Father, bring a word for your people. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to speak about seek ye first the kingdom. I know we out here like we at a drive-in, so I figured I'd talk about a drive-in movie. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is a children's novel written by L. Frank Baum and illustrated by W.W. Denslow, originally published by the George M. Hill Company in Chicago on May 17, 1900. It has since been reprinted numerous times, most often under the name The Wizard of Oz, which is the name of both the 1902 stage play and the well-known adaptation 1939 film version starring Julie Garland. The story chronicles the adventures of a young girl named Dorothy Gale in the Land of Oz. After being swept away from her Kansas farm home in a tornado, thanks in part to the 1939 movie, it is one of the best-known stories in American popular culture and has been widely translated. In fact, it was remade into an African-American version as well. Most of us that have enjoyed this acclaimed film do not know that it actually derived from banking and finance. See, The Wizard of Oz was written at a time when America was consumed with financial questions and during the time where paper currency was beginning to be placed into circulation. What would be the standard, gold or silver? Silver was available, but gold was more valuable. In order for us to equate the value of a dollar, you had to compare the weight of silver and gold. It took 16 ounces of silver to equate to 1 ounce of gold. The abbreviation for ounces is OZ. That's where we get Oz from. The writer wrote the story depicting the path to success is the road to Oz, or gold. In the movie, the first thing they lose is the house in a cyclone. It is showing us that when the housing market is down, the economy is down. The ruby shoes were a sign of wealth, and she was told to follow the yellow brick road, which means she was told to follow the money. The first character she meets is the Scarecrow. The Scarecrow has no brain. He has lost his mind trying to work too much to make money. Your job does not make you, you make your job. If you put your faith in God more than you put faith in your job, money will never stress you out. Some of us are stressed out on our job because we are working a job beneath our level. We go to work for a check and not to fulfill our purpose. Dorothy tells the Scarecrow to follow her to Oz to get a brain because she felt like if you have money, you can find a brain. I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of rich folk with no common sense whatsoever. So don't let money dictate how you look at yourself. Come on, somebody. Some of us have an unbalanced life because we think that our jobs are our source and work all day and all night trying to please our boss. You need to remember that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Can I talk to somebody? Grandmama didn't have an education, but the lights were always on. The next person she meets is the Tin Man. The Tin Man has no heart. He represents a man that has lost his identity chasing money and his job. Brown nose and everybody. Some of us have lost our identity in our job. We identify ourselves with our occupations and not who we are. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, who are you? And names and things about yourself. You would say, I'm a pastor. I'm a fireman. I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. But we never talk about our character because we have demeaned ourselves to an occupation. That's why when some people get laid off and can't go to work, come on somebody, they lose their identity. Every time he goes to work, he chops off a part of himself and his identity. He gives his heart to his job and his money and not to God, and in turn becomes rusty. Some of us have become rusty and do not perform on the level that we can because we chase mammon or money and not God. You can't serve both. At least the Tin Man knows what he needs. He says, I need some oil. I need the theologians out here to help me out. David said, he anoints my head with oil and causes my cup to run over. Some of you are shouting over money and cars, but I need the real Christians that come to church or to the parking lot so they can receive some oil on their tattered situations to give God some praise. Oh, some of us can't reach our own oil. Dorothy had to give the oil to the Tin Man. This is why God called us to fellowship with one another, because iron sharpens iron. Come on, somebody. One can set 1,000 to flight and two can set 10,000 to flight. It's power in fellowship. Come on, somebody. That's why the COVID-19, that's why the coronavirus is designed. I'm not saying man designed it, but it's designed by the evil one to break up your fellowship. More people kill themselves alone than in fellowship with somebody else, because the devil seeks to sift you out like wheat and separate you from everybody. But every now and then you need to have some friends that have some oil on their lives to pray for you and call out God for you. She tells the Tin Man that you need some oil because you've lost your heart. How can you sit in church Sunday after Sunday and have no heart? How can you see children in the community with nowhere to go and not want to serve them? How can you ride past people that are walking that you don't know go to your church or somewhere else? We have grandmothers that have never been on a plane, never had a six-figure salary, but always gave those in need some money, some food or prayer, and a song of praise. They had a heart. Where has your heart gone? Some outsiders are mad because we still have drive-in church, and some are mad because we still feed the homeless, and some are upset because we still give them clothes on certain days out the week, and they upset because they say, how can you have those people together and we going through this COVID-19? Well, how can you be at Walmart, and how can you be at Target, and how can you be at Trader Joe's, and how can you be at the restaurant and how can you be everywhere else and nobody say a thing? But as soon as somebody does a drive-in church or feed the homeless at church, the police went to go see the nurses. Nobody complained about it. Come on, somebody. The sheriff's department went to hand out bags. Nobody complained about it. But the minute the church begins to continue to function, even in the midst of it, oh, y'all don't hear me. People got something to say. Lord is saying you need a heart. Maybe you'll find it on the road to money. Come with me to see the Wizard of Oz. The next person she meets is the lion. The lion needs courage. He makes a lot of noise but says nothing. He has power and authority, but he's worried about what people think about him. Therefore, he doesn't walk in the authority and gift thing that God has ordained him with. How many of us are on our job that know we need to speak up about unethical behavior or shut down gossip that is going around about co-workers? How many of us know what God is asking us to do, to give, to pledge, but we don't have the courage to do what he requires? The cowardly lion was destined to be king, yet if he had just recognized that his voice was powerful, if he would have been okay. You are destined to be great, but you still in that apartment. You still are in that dead-end job. You still hang around people that aren't going anywhere. You better learn how to give out a shout of praise and claim what God has already made available to you. Can I talk to you for a minute? Have you ever been looking for your glasses and they on your face? Have you ever been talking on your phone and said, girl, I can't find my phone, and you talking to it? It's hard to find something that you already have. Some of you are looking for a blessing and a healing, and Jesus has already redeemed you. You're looking for prosperity, but he's already called you to be prosperous. He already said, I give you a good measure blessing, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He said, I was already crucified before the foundation of the world, but you still looking for your redemption when I've already redeemed you. The cowardly lion, the scarecrow, and the tin man was looking for something they already possessed. God already has things in you. But see, in the midst of a recession, we stopped trying to worry about our jobs as much, and now we're concentrating more on God. Can I tell you what's killing people more than COVID-19? It's the fear. At first, they said it'd be 6 feet. Then they said 13 feet. Then they said it can live on your shoes. Then if you don't flush the toilet right and put the toilet top down. Now, I'm not saying that it's not real, but what I am saying is the devil has orchestrated something to allow you to walk in fear, because the more fear you walk in, the more your immune system is broken down, and the more things happen to you because you thinking it. Come on, somebody. As a man or woman thinking, so is he or she. Whatever you think about, whatever you do, have you ever said, I ain't heard from somebody in so long, and all of a sudden they call you, and you know you didn't want to talk to them, but the reason why they called you is because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and when you begin to speak something, it comes to pass. The reason why you broke is because you spoke it. The reason why you blessed is because you spoke it. You have whatever you think and whatever you believe. The plot of the story thickens. You thought I forgot about the wizard, didn't you? Yeah, in Emerald City, they see everything as green because everything has to be seen as money. Money is supposed to be the answer to everything, until you get to the point where you understand that God is your source and not your job. You would continue to put your faith in money. Money is not the answer to your problems. The answer to your problems is worship. Where your treasure lies is where your heart lies. Stop judging everyone's worth through the template of money. God loves you the same whether you wear True Religious or Walmart layaways. Some people think they are better than you because they have a lot of money or a better education, but you have got to let them know that you know the CEO of the Bank of Heaven, and because you have a relationship with him and pay your tithes, he's obligated to supply all of your needs. If it were not for him, I would have been bankrupt a long time ago. In fact, if you still got food on your table, whether you have a job or not, in the midst of this coronavirus, you need to give him a hand clap or a horn blow or a towel of praise, of a sacrifice of praise, and let him know that I thank you. They get to Emerald City and realize that Oz is a fraud. They realize that you cannot lean on the world and its ways in order to find security. The recession has shown us some things. We see those who thought they were balling and shot calling and flaunting and flossing on the videos have lost their worldly riches and their bling is blunt. But if I can call on the redeemed of the Lord as my witnesses, those of us that believe in God, pay our tithes, although some of us may have lost our jobs, God keeps on feeding us and keeps on clothing us. Come on, somebody. If I'm not going to worry about a thing if the birds don't, I'm not going to worry about a thing if the grass doesn't, I'm not going to worry about a thing if the lilies don't, I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and sit back and watch all things be added unto me. I'm going to give my tithe and my sacrificial offering and watch my God pay my bills. I'm going to give him my tithe and my pledge and watch him cover my kids. I'm going to give him my tithe and my gift and watch him bless my marriage. I'm going to give him my tithe and my service and watch him promote me. I'm going to give him my tithe and my time and watch him multiply my money. I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and catch the vision of what's going on, what God wants me to do, and watch my haters and my enemies be scattered. I'm going to give God my best offering and watch him protect me all the days of my life. Y'all better watch out for somebody. I already know that God is the author and finisher of my faith. I already know that he who began a good work in me shall finish it. I already know that I shall live and not die. I need you to walk in confidence. And I'm not saying don't be cautious. When I go to Walmart, I have my gloves, my mask, and everything on. But when I'm preaching, I can't do all that. But I walk in caution, but I don't walk in fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And what you need to realize is when you walk in the perfect love of God, he'll cover you. He'll take care of you. He'll bless you. He's obligated to do it. I believe with my whole heart that God shall cover us in the midst of this crisis. He shall bless us. Now, don't do nothing you shouldn't do. Don't just stay up in the midst of 20 people coughing. Don't use some common sense. But what I'm saying is when you're doing what you need to do to take care of your family, if you still have to go to work because your job isn't shut down, if you still got to go to the store, if you still need to do some things to take care of your family, if you still had to take your mama to a priority doctor's appointment that cannot be rescheduled because of what she's going through or whoever in your family, God is going to cover you. But you got to believe that he's going to cover you. You got to believe it in the name of Jesus.